Hola, hello, ciao. This is Meme Del Mare, and you are listening to Tales from the Dub, Advent Edition. Hola, hello, ciao. This is Meme Del Mare, actual woman of the sea, and this is your mermaid minute, or so, for the 28th day of December in 2024. So, I know that the dogfish days of Advent are essentially over, but I am going into the first of the year because both I and my good friend Miss Milius, the bathtub mermaid, have some really, really good stuff that we want to share with the entire group before we go back to normalcy. Normal sea is, of course, when the sea is level and the waves are calm and the moon or the sun are shining brightly and everyone is happy and no one is stressed out. That is what we call the normal sea. But I want to talk about another aspect of this sea tonight. Wasn't that a great segue? I want to talk about Christmas tide, because you landwalkers have this thing that you call Christmas tide, which I understand goes from the day of Christmas to the 12th night after Christmas, and they have some story about men wandering around the desert with gifts for a baby or something. I don't understand your history, but it's all very interesting, and I think it's lovely that you have these Christmas tide, but I don't understand how Christmas tide on land is a thing, because while in the water we have many, many, many tides. We have spring tide, which is when the moon and the earth and the sun are all in a straight line. I think the scientific word for that is syzygy, which is just fun to say. Also, Miss Milius tells me that it's a very, very valuable letter in some game called Scrabbling or Scrambling or something like that. And then we have something called a neap tide, which is when the sun and the moon form a right angle, which I know that seems really weird to have two round things forming an angle, but, you know, angling is also fishing, so we're just going to go with it. And then we have a bore tide, and let me tell you, they are not boring. And we have rip tide, and I think you landwalkers know about them because they are very, very dangerous, even for us mermaids. If you get caught in a rip tide, do you know what to do? You do not swim directly to shore. You swim parallel to shore until you are past the rip current, and then you can go back to shore. It's very, very important to know this, because if you try to fight a rip tide, you will lose, and it's not pretty. We spend enough time rescuing people from boats who don't know how to sail, or people who are in water that they should not be in because they don't know how to swim and they're on a boat. We don't need to rescue every landwalker because they were at the beach and they got in the wrong tide. Also, I have heard that at your beaches you have these landwalkers who are very, very special, and they're called lifeguards, and I don't know why they have to guard your lives, because most of you seem to do pretty well on your own, but I'm glad they're there. So anyway, Christmas tide? We don't have a Christmas tide. We celebrate Christmas, of course. Mermaid Christmas is very special, and I've been talking about it on and off for the last, 12 days or so, but we don't have Christmas tide, and this confuses me, so please explain it. Anyway, I also want to add that that some of my landwalker friends say that things like tide and surf are names of soapy stuff that you clean your clothes with. And no, you don't want to clean your clothes with tide or surf. It's salt water. Now, of course, we mermaids, we crave salt water. We love salt water. It's great for us. It's a natural exfoliant, But you don't want to do that with landwalker clothes, because they get all crusty and itchy, and it's not good. So that is my advice for you today, and I hope this was a little bit educational. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Just pick up the biggest conch you can find and shout into it, and I promise you, I will hear. Okay, remember to tell all of the people you love that you love them, and don't kiss fish unless you want to become a Newfoundlander. It's a thing. I don't understand it. I don't kiss fish. I eat fish. I particularly like sushi. But, you landwalkers have your own things, and some of them are kind of strange. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike Non-Commercial International 4.0 license. For complete show notes and my contact information, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.